The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the host, guest, and its callers. It's time for The Growth Strategist. Here's your host, Aldana Ambler.
Well, welcome to the program. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler. And for those of you who are new to the program, each week we rotate through different growth strategies. One week it might be growing your mid-sized company through franchising. The next week it might be geographic expansion. The next week it might be an IPO. It's a peer-to-peer program, and those of you who are listening, one core group is of people who are owning presidents, CEOs of $20 million companies. Hello. And we know that you're sitting there over your laptop looking at your email for yet one more time today. And or you're podcasting us and you're in the gym. So hi, I'm glad that you're eating your vegetables like the ad just said, and you're also exercising because each of us needs to have a lot more oxygen in our head to run our businesses. The second core group of people listening are the people who own businesses at about $10 million. The third are the presidents and division heads and corporations, and the fourth are some micro-sized companies that are listening for where you're headed. So welcome, everybody. We have a few programs that are coming up this fall that I'd like to highlight because we have some really good guests. On November 14th, Michael Lacey of Digineer is going to be joining us about, it's a neat topic. This guy has won some awards for being like the boss of the year, and he's in Minnesota. And it's the idea of how do you grow your business by two things. It's productization. You know, he's got a services business. He's in the IT arena. But, you know, how do you really make products? You know, that whole product idea, that culture, that mentality out of services. And how do you protect a firm's culture as you grow it? And he's pretty cool at that. I think you're going to like him. You can hear the Minnesota culture. You can hear the lively entrepreneur mentality. So tune in November 14th for Michael Lacey. Skip a week here. On November 28th, I want to highlight Steve Slagle. Now, he's from Texas. Doesn't sound like he's from Texas, but he's from Texas. And he's the president of the Promotional Products Association International. And I'm asking him to help us brainstorm about how do you have more aggressive campaigns to really penetrate some markets and really attract some top talent. And it's not the usual, you know, how do you use promotional products on a shoestring? No. I'm talking to my target, the $20 million companies. Some of you are asking us to be much more tangible in how do you really measure the return on investment in your marketing dollars. So he and I are going to be talking about some award-winning campaigns. How do you get really creative? How do you aim much, much better? And how do you get that lift? You know, if your company's got that potential and you want to go after a competitor's big accounts, you want to go after a new market, this is the time for you to expand into a new continent, something like that. I want you to think it up, you know, a little differently, and Steve's going to share some of what some of their members have done. On December 5th, Dennis Shaw of Studio Printworks is going to be joining us about international trade and geographic expansion. They have hand-designed, hand-painted wallpaper, and they have been exporting from the United States to China. Now, there's a story right there. Just think about that. And on December 19th, Cheryl Beth Kutchler, who heads the CEO think tank, is going to be sharing some of her wisdom. She's just one of these deep people. You're better if you're in the room with her. We'll be talking about some of her experiences with the members and what are they doing to grow their businesses. Now, I have to share some bad news for everybody to hear this, and there's several of the listeners that are going to know who I'm talking about. The world has lost a world futurist this week. Yesterday, Roger Herman died suddenly. And those of you who would like to make a donation in Roger's name, it would be made to the Myos. I always say this wrong. Myositis Foundation. Myositis. It's a nasty disease, and Roger was a very, very bright. You know, this is a Mensa kind of guy. This is a guy who authored a dozen books with his wife Joyce Joya. We're very fond of them, and we're just like, you know, our hearts just stop thinking about this. And he's been very active in the National Speakers Association, the Institute of Management Consultancy. He's one of, I think he was like the 31st fellow in the Institute. So this is a loss. And he's been in the World Future Society. This is one of those aggressive guys that's all out there and, you know, taking chances and in the lead. And so he created the Herman Group. And I'm using that as a transition because today's show, we're going to be talking about strategic alliances. And I've been in a strategic alliance with the Herman Group for a while. And there's some logic to who you create your alliances with. You know, not everybody's going to be a good partner. And you got to be selective. And one of the things that I think several of the guests, the listeners have heard from me over the years has been that I actually prefer joint ventures to most strategic alliances. I just find that the word strategic alliance has been overused, misused, and it's lost its meaning. A lot of times it's people who are looking for an easy answer. They have one foot in the door, one foot out the door. And if it feels right and it feels fun and it's taking care of them and it's easy, they'll stay in the deal. And then if it gets a little nastier, if they have to work a little bit more than they thought they needed to, or they're not making quite as much money as they thought, they kind of back off and they get lazy. Well, that's not a strategic alliance to me. I feel like we need a new word. We need a new phrase. So I've carefully selected a person that I've known for a long time. I'm just trying to remember how long it's been. It's been like 20 years. And I see her as the queen of strategic alliances. So in a couple of minutes, I'm going to be introducing her, and we'll get some stories about how Anne Klein has done so many of the strategic alliances that she's done, because I personally think this is how she's one of the ways that she's been growing her public relations firm. It's not just that she's a genius in public relations. That does help. But I think it's because when you look at the Delaware Valley area around Philadelphia, there's no one this woman doesn't know. And that took some time. That took some effort. And she can tell who the real deal is. She can tell if somebody's a liar. She can tell if they work. She can tell if they care about their clients. She can tell if they're into quality. And when she gives an endorsement, it matters. It means something. And that takes time. So you're going to listen, I hope, to the details of what does it take and why is it worth it and what kind of strategic alliances are really worth the time. Now, we're not talking about some simple vendor relationships where you bring somebody in and, you know, it's basically a shut up and do it the way I tell you relationship. That's not what we're talking about. You know, somebody who just, you know, you show up, you give them an order, you go pick it up, and you never had any kind of conversation. We're talking about the type of work where it takes, you know, basically what you're wanting from that vendor, from that other company, is some of their brain. You're wanting some of their soul. You're wanting some of their heart. You're wanting some of their connections. You're wanting some of their compassion for clients. It's more. You're getting more than just a vendor. And you know, sometimes you just need a vendor. You know, if you look down your chart of accounts, sometimes you just need a vendor to show up and give you things. But there are key services. There are key things that are critical to your work, to your clients. So that's what I'm going to pause. I want you to think. If you think about the work that your company does, what are the mission-critical tasks? Just pause for a moment. What are the mission-critical tasks? And then think about who you're working with. And if you start thinking about who you're frustrated with, is it the employees that are on those mission-critical tasks? Because in some ways, you've got a strategic alliance with your employees. How do you treat them? How do you hire them? How do you pay them? How do you talk to them? How do you develop them? When something goes wrong, are you in for the long haul, or do you view people as expendable? Okay, how about your customers? Are you sitting up at night swearing and calling your customers' names? Okay, that's a strategic alliance with your customers. Are they customers for life to you? Attitudinally. When something goes wrong, they don't pay you, or they're upset, or they need a little bit more. How do you approach it? It's the same questions. It's the same set of questions if you're truly into strategic alliances. And the same thing happens with vendors. Look at the mission-critical tasks that your company provides. When you're up at night, when you're fretting about this business, this is making me crazy. It's got to be better than this. There's got to be other ways to do this. When you're fussing about a vendor that you dealt with, okay, how did you treat them? What did you expect? Did you take a long-term view? When something went wrong, did you just get on the line and start talking to them? Or did you just write them off? That's one of the keys to a strategic alliance, I think, is that you take a longer-term view, that you're more selective in the first place, that you do your homework about who you partner with. You don't just throw somebody at it and say, let's just do this. It is a partnership, especially for the mission-critical tasks that your company has. Would this be a person, would this be a company where you'd be willing to work through some conflicts? Would this be a company where you'd be willing to negotiate what's fair? would this be a company, even though you need to have written contracts, yes, you do, can you look each other in the eye and you can do a handshake and you actually know it's for real? Would this be a company that when somebody gets sick or they have a personal problem that you'd actually care? And you might even know their spouses or their kids' names, not because it's a gimmick or you read it in a magazine once that that's a cool way to get in tight with someone, but because you would actually care. Can you image that after about 15, 20 years, you would have known how that person grew? You're not going to be like some parents that still see the kids as the same as they were when they were kids. So, for example, if you had a strategic alliance with a accountant, are you still going to see them as having only the skills that they had when you met them 20 years ago? Or are you excited that now they know how to do complex tax? Now they know how to do succession? Now they know how to do some things some attorneys do? Now they have maybe another degree? Now they have six offices instead of one? Are you excited when your strategic alliance partners grow with you? Are you part of the investment of having them grow? Is there like a team of people that are all growing for mutual benefit? Now we're talking strategic alliances. And the people that I've seen that have really grown their businesses through that understand that it's not like a dysfunctional family. It's a real family. This is, you have friends in the business. You have people you care about. You have people that if something goes wrong, you can pick up the phone and they're going to do something. They will click, you know, they'll step up. That's earned. That is earned behavior. It doesn't just happen. So what are you doing to earn somebody's trust? Either your employees, your customers, or your, I don't even want to call them vendors, your business partners. What are you doing to earn it? Now, I'll give you a little bit of information about Ann before she comes on to the break, but I wanted you to think about this because I feel some people are being a little too brash and a little bit too short-term with business relationships nowadays. And it's backfiring on a lot of companies. When they really need some help, when they really need money, when they need to be able to go to the banker, they barely know the guy's or the gal's name, when something happens to them and they need an attorney, they look around and they're asking everybody else, who's your attorney? I don't know anybody I can trust. We're not taking the time to invest in the relationships that we used to do. And it's backfiring on some younger folks. And I really want to point this out. If you're rushing, if you're running to drive your business, I want you to think about who could be doing some of the day-to-day operations so that the development of the relationships, the development of who owes you and who do you owe, who do you want to do business with? Why should you be trusted? Stays in place. And then look at the succession of your business. I'm going to ask our guest about that. How do you teach that to somebody else? Okay, so you hire good people. But how do you teach them how to develop relationships? How do you teach them how to be trustworthy? How do you teach them to have long-term relationships? How do you teach them to be loyal without being blind? How do you teach them how to have all these relationships without going out of your mind? Because some of these people will make you crazy. I got a lot of questions. After the break, I'm going to introduce you to the queen that understands this. This is the Growth Strategist, Deldonna Ambler. We'll be right back.
Listen wherever you are. 24-hour business and financial news. Solid, focused, and informed. The leader in business talk. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome to the show. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler, and today we're talking about growing your business through strategic alliances. And so I have asked a long-term client, friend, and strategic alliance partner of mine, Ann Klein. Hey, Ann, you there?
I'm here, Aldana.
Now, I can hear you coughing just a little bit, so we better make sure people know that you're dealing with a little bit of an allergy. So if you don't sound quite like your normal clear-throated self, they're forgiving.
I'm going to do my best.
Well, we know that you know what you're talking about. I'm going to ask you to give some contact information right away. How can people reach you? Let's do that right now, and then we'll do it again and later.
All right. It's Ann, A-N-N-E, at A Klein, that's AKLEINPR.com, and at AKLEINPR.com. The phone number is 856-988-6560, and press 0 to ask for me.
Okay, now, the reason I asked Ann, I mean, there's two pages of stuff in here, but let me highlight it. This is the kind of person that wins just a ton of awards, and that doesn't just happen for somebody. It's not like she nominates herself all the time. This is the type of person that the Philadelphia Public Relations Association puts her in the Hall of Fame. The New Jersey chapter of the Public Relations Society of America recognizes her with the 2002 Public Relations Professional of the Year Award, and she received the Maxine Elkin Award for Philadelphia chapter of PRSA. I mean, there's this, you can picture the whole paragraph about all these Hall of Fame kind of things for her profession. And then her company, it's a public relations company that I think is just absolutely fabulous with crisis and environmental communications, community outreach, media relations. I mean, if you really want that strategic thinking, that partner in the community that's going to make your company look good, they get it. I mean, this isn't just the type of group that slaps together a bunch of press releases and says it's public relations. They really are the extension of the executive group for their clients. So they've won a ton of awards that they really deserve, everything from the Pyramid Awards from the PRSA, the Bernie Awards from PRSA Professionals of Southern New Jersey, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm talking about. Now, before she created her company in 1982, Anne was a manager of executive communications for Sun Oil Company, Sunoco. And previously to that, she headed their press relations department. And before that, she was a public relations account exec at Atkin Kinet Company. Of course, now they're, Golan Harris. And as the director of external relations at Girard, which was later Mellon, which is now Citizens Bank in Philadelphia. Did I get most of it, Ann?
You got it.
Now, the reality is, it's not just she's an award-winning public relations professional, and she runs a really quality-oriented agency. You guys have a lot of partnerships. And one of the ones that I thought of was you have an affiliation within, you're part of the Pinnacle Partnership. What's Pinnacle Worldwide?
Pinnacle Worldwide is an independent organization of, it's actually an international organization of independent public relations firms all around the world. We have 60 partners in North America, South America, Europe, Eastern Europe, Russia, Asia Pacific, from Tokyo down to New Zealand. And we all, the hope is we collaborate, cooperate, and hopefully help each other grow their businesses.
We're going to go back to some examples of how that works. But the idea there is, you've taken the time to find the cream of the crop, your counterpart, in other metropolitan areas, right? Right? Isn't that the concept?
We have a very strong membership program that we really don't allow everybody to join. We have market exclusivity, and we do reference checks. We make sure that each partner in each city of Pinnacle is one of the highest quality partners, well known in the community, and also a national of that particular country.
Yeah.
And that's really important.
And then you have some other alliances with people like you have senior counselors. I mean, obviously you have employees. You have, I think, some fabulous people. John is just wonderful, and Chris and Mike and these guys that get out there and take care of your clients. But you also have some senior counselors. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a really, this is a personal thing, but I have a feeling that there are so many other presidents out there who, for one reason or another, may be starting an organization, thinking about how they're going to grow to the next level, and realizing that there is no way in the world that you can have all the senior people that you would need to be able to really be creative and establish new services and programs. I started my business in 1982. In 1983, I brought together nine of my friends who had been mentors or mutual acquaintances who had either headed departments or had retired or had been laid off for whatever reasons with the economy, and they were all working on their own. And I said, why don't we all come together, and why don't we try to work together and see if we can go after larger pieces of business, help each other out. The whole idea is don't ever turn something down that one of your colleagues could help you do.
So you've had this mentality right from the beginning.
Right from the beginning, absolutely. And it worked very, very well. And then we did join another network before Pinnacle. And then we kind of got tied up with Pinnacle for a few years, and we're busy growing that network. But I never lost touch with my original consortium members. And about 4 years ago, we reinvigorated our little alliance, and we formalized it. And it's now the AKA Senior Counselors Alliance. Their pictures are on our website. They're listed under our team on our website. And we try to keep their work for their clients mutually exclusive from ours. So we will always say, for example, so-and-so principal of whatever group and an AKA Senior Counselor. So
right.
We let that individual keep his or her own identity, but they join our team. It's great.
Well, you know, it's an honesty thing, too. You're not trying to make it seem like it's something it's not.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important in a strategic alliance that everybody is up front with one another.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned something earlier in the program where you said it was important to know the people.
Mm-hmm.
I have either chosen people to join with us because I've either needed their help and I know them and said, gee, would you like to become more part of this more formal group? Or I said, I really could use your skill base. My other senior counselors don't have what you do. Would you like to be a part of this group? And, oh, by the way, we'll have agreement so that you're covered under our insurance. You guys can cover each other under your own insurances, and you'll also meet one another so that if you can't do something because you're a sole practitioner, you never have to turn the work down. There's somebody else who can help you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter, though, you said it, you have to know these people. You have to nurture the relationships. You have to have trust. You have to share the same ethical principles. You have to have the same values. You have to treat each other's clients seriously. This is a business. This isn't fun. I mean,
right, now we're going to get into some of those specifics, but in this section here, I want to make sure the listeners hear the range of alliances that you've cut over the years, okay? You've got an alliance with Rowan University. Not everybody has, you know, some kind of relationship with a college. What's going on there?
Well, I love the Rowan University students. 30 years ago, their professor and I met at a dinner, and we started talking about a student chapter in public relations. And to make a long story short, I've been the professional advisor for 30 years, and the professor has been their academic advisor, assisted by a couple of other folks. But through the alliance with Rowan, I have, number one, been able to take advantage of the student-run agency for surveys when I've needed them. They have been an incredible source of bright young people to join the firm.
Yeah.
When we know of positions that are available, the professors at Rowan are able to guide us. I have used some of the professors for research in the past. So it is just an incredibly wonderful relationship. And when I'm giving a speech or I have facts or statements I want to make, I can go to the professors and say, I need to run this by you. I need a reality check. I need a validation check.
And you went to Wharton. It's not like, you know, you've been a Rowan grad.
No, I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Economics from the Wharton School and a Master of Arts in Communications from Annenberg.
Yeah.
But I think that what you have to know is that there is always somebody else who can add into your knowledge bank. There's somebody who has a different point of view. And if you are not open to validate what you're saying, I just don't think you're as successful as you could be because your mind is made up and you could be making a terrible mistake.
Mm-hmm. Now, what other alliances have you cut? Because I've seen it across everything you do.
Well, you may not necessarily call them alliances. They may be more networks. But I've been very active in the Public Relations Society of America for 40 years.
Yeah, you're not just an association member.
No, and I was in local chapter leadership roles, district leadership roles, national leadership roles, mm-hmm. With counselors. So that network has been incredible because if I don't have a pinnacle partner, I have a friend in a city that I've met.
Right.
So this is just, and for me, this network, the alliances, the people I know, it is what has enabled me to offer my clients the types of services and access to specialties that I could have never had.
Now, how is this any different from just being a virtual corporation?
Well, a virtual corporation has no one physical office plant they call home. I have an office we call home.
Yeah, you've committed.
Right, we've committed. But once I start going outside, yes, I have what could be termed a large virtual agency.
Yeah, I mean, your company is a lot larger than maybe somebody would physically think it is.
We have 11 staff members,
mm-hmm.
22 senior counselors,
mm-hmm.
60 pinnacle partners worldwide,
mm-hmm.
and then all of the friends that we have. Now, I can't emphasize enough, you have to know who they are. You have to know who they are. You have to be understand who they are. You have to know their values. You have to get feedback on their work.
Mm-hmm.
But after 40 years, you get to know a lot of people.
See, now, I think one of the things I've observed from this, and I want to make sure the listeners who don't know you understand this, it isn't just that, you know, that Ann's nice to people. In fact, it takes a lot to earn her trust. I mean, ask any of her employers. She's a demanding boss. And I'm complimenting her. She is. Because she's got the legacy. She's got the stewardship of these big accounts that are in healthcare and, you know, petroleum. I mean, think about the kinds of risks that these people have that they're dealing with in public relations. And they do crisis communication plans and such. They got to get it right. So one of the things that I find that Ann does, in my observation, is that because you're account managers and the way you do business, you're going to make sure that the customer gets what they need. And that kind of take no prisoners, you're going to do it right, it's going to be quality or else mentality is one of the things that is a magnet.
Now, Donna, what I tell my senior counselors is that, yes, this is your organization that you're representing yourself, but when you work for me, this is my reputation and my credibility. That's what's on the line.
And the client.
And the clients.
I got you. Okay, now after the break, we're going to get specific about how you've done it, some things that have gone well, when it goes wrong, what do you do? Let's get specific, okay?
Okay.
This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Amber. We'll be right back.
Fresh, dynamic, and totally prepared for continuing business education. Business Talk Radio. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in The Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast-growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ELDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. Don't wait.
Maybe it's a loved one suddenly slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome to The Growth Strategist. This is Aldana Ambler, and today we're with Ann Klein and talking about growing your business through strategic alliances. And Ann, if you've got an example, maybe from the Pinnacle Partners of something that's been a long-term relationship, maybe give us an example of how it pays off. How do you work with each other?
Well, I can do that. We have a Pinnacle Partner in Miami that has a really terrific environmental background. And up here in New Jersey, we had worked with an environmental company that did cleanups from oil spills.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years ago, I got a phone call about an oil spill down off the Florida Keys. And because I know our partners in Miami, I gave them the guidance, told them what they, you know, they needed to be looking for, and then said, I need your help. And they went down to the Keys, and they did the work, and our client was absolutely thrilled. And within a short period of time after that, another oil spill off the Keys. I called them again, performed brilliantly. And I don't think it was another few months after that, I got a phone call about a chemical spill down in Houston, and I know the people in Houston, and I called, and it was handled. It is, but I trust those people. I know them. It's worked very well. I will never hesitate to use them.
Good for them. They earned it.
They
how
earned
does that
it.
Work? Are they subcontracted to you? Are they taking care of your client or
what,
not?
What they are doing is I'm very upfront with the clients to say I have a Pinnacle Partner. They are working for me. They are now my team, and they bill me, and depending on what kind of margin there is, whether their hourly rates are low enough that I can just charge my hourly rate, or perhaps there's a markup or a management fee.
Mm-hmm.
We negotiate those kinds of things when we get right up front when we get into it.
Yep.
So that we know exactly how it's going to be billed, and the client knows if we give a rough ballpark estimate, but on an environmental issue, on a crisis, it's very hard to anticipate what it'll be. It's like asking a lawyer, what's it going to cost to go to court?
But you stay in the loop. The point is that you ask your client, even to somebody in Pinnacle.
Oh, yes. If our client is reporting to us and
mm-hmm.
and reporting to our Pinnacle Partners reporting to us and reporting to our client, we are in the loop. They're our team. When we work with a partner or one of our senior counselors, they automatically become part of our staff.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's why our culture and the way we do things is very important, and why our strategic partners and our senior counselors have to share our culture. If they can't be attentive and, you know, brilliant, mm-hmm. Diligent, trustworthy, all those kinds
yeah.
of things, they can't be a partner of ours or in our alliance.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
You know, we have to use a lot of strategic alliances for our clients, too, because, you know, we're asked to find growth financing, for example, and I'm not a banker. So I have to screen a whole lot of bankers. And one of the things that I notice is that some bankers will think that they're just going to get a referral and then they take it over from there and then I'm going to go away, and they don't get it.
No.
So that stewardship role that the client has me there to do is on purpose. And they don't want you to disappear. And a true partnership, you don't.
No, you don't. You
mm-hmm.
have to remember the key purpose of an alliance or a partner
mm-hmm.
is to meet your client's needs
yeah.
with access to resources that you could not afford to keep in-house
yeah.
cost-effectively. If your strategic partner or your alliance member doesn't understand this,
yep.
then they can't work for you because then that's a vendor. You know,
right.
Or a simple referral.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
is not.
I mean, that, you know, that's where your name's not on it. You know what I mean?
That's correct.
I don't even know what that is. That's like a suggestion. That's not even a referral. Because a good referral, you're making a decent endorsement of the person. You know, and you follow up and make sure it worked.
That's right.
Now, have you ever had one of your alliance partners or somebody that you thought was going to work out not?
Well. I've had incidents that have occurred, but we've been able to, some of them we've been able to correct.
Mm-hmm.
We had an incident where we worked with one of our European partners, and they did a fabulous job for our client in getting publicity and getting information out. But I think we had a cultural disconnect at a cocktail party. While it might have been very appropriate for this young woman in her milieu to show up in blue jeans, our client almost fell over, and I got that feedback. Well,
I can't picture you showing up to a client anyway in blue jeans.
But you see, it was the culture and the milieu and whatever, but the client was United States based. So what we have done, we will continue to use this partner because they're absolutely wonderful and did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But we wrote down a kind of code of behavior that when we have to do these kinds of events in other countries, they won't be directed to what went wrong. They'll just be saying, these are Ann Klein and Associates' expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we expect you will do this. We expect you will do that.
Yeah.
And that way, we have not lost a partner, but we fixed something.
Yeah.
I've had other situations. I've had a couple where our senior counselors, as good as they are, the chemistry didn't go right with the client.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept the accounts. And one of the clients said to me one time, he said, keep your cook in the kitchen. And I said, that's fine. And that person worked with me for about 20 years. And
like behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't have them in front of your client.
Brilliant and creative.
Yep.
And those things you learn. But again, mm-hmm. you have to be honest. You have to be forthright. You have to say, look, the chemistry's not good for you, but I need you. And this is how we're going to do it.
Well, and that's another example of if something goes wrong, you don't write the person off.
No.
You would go back and say, how do we continue to work together instead of, you just ticked off my client, you're out of here.
But remember, these were the reason why we were able to continue to do these
mm-hmm.
is that they were giving me the service that I needed
yep.
To keep that client, to grow my business.
Yep.
If they were not performing the task well, it's
yep.
over.
You know, a couple of my clients, they have some very specific policies and procedure manuals for their employees, and they haven't shared them with some of their subcontractors and some of their vendors. And they get this rude awakening, kind of like with your clothing example.
Mm-hmm.
They get this, well, how come we didn't do that? They almost need an orientation session and some training so that they don't have those surprises.
I think that is fine when you're working with a group that's close by. When you're working with Pinnacle Partners in 60 different cities around the world, that may not always be the best. So
sure.
The way to do it is to have a guideline.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people that I work with closely in the region, in the Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey region,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they understand how we do keep our time, how we report to our clients. They are part of that process, and they have agreements with us, employment agreements with us, the same way our employees have employment agreements.
Yep.
So that, you know, simple things as confidentiality.
Yeah.
You can't trade in the stock of a client that you're working with unless you check with our attorney. You know, real simple and serious.
Well, not so simple. Some people don't have those agreements. They get caught.
Well, you have,
you know,
it's for their protection and for ours. You really need to be, you need to have a structure and a process.
So how do you check people out? I mean, like, let's say you're looking for another writer, another photographer, whatever. What kind of process do you use to screen?
I ask people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Sometimes we'll get some resumes in from people, and we will interview them, and we will look at their samples.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that There are a lot of good people out there because of so much downsizing that went on in corporate communications departments that if you ask, I mean, I have 22 senior counselors. Somebody is going to know somebody.
One, now that's just a bad sign if they weren't known at all.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. But if someone is just getting started with an alliance, start with your friends. Start with your friends. Start with your families. Start with close colleagues. Surely there's a friendly competitor you have out there. We have another alliance in Philadelphia. We have the Agency Leadership Council of all the heads of agencies. And we all know each other. We don't discuss, you know, pricing and clients, and but we'll discuss issues. And we'll discuss, you know, what are the latest in compensation and benefits. And we'll talk about those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And then we'll say, I'm looking for an account manager. Somebody will say, well, I know. And so when you have that situation, then we can take advantage of each other's networks.
Yes.
So it goes exponentially if you really think about it, because you ask one and one asks two and two asks four, and you know how that goes.
Now, how do you have the time for this? I mean, here you are, you know, running an agency. You have some big accounts. There's a lot of demand. You're on the phone all the time, huh?
I am. I'm on the phone and I'm out a lot. I sleep well, but I still work. I work in the morning before I come in. I work during the day. I work at night. People that have their own businesses know it is a 24/7 business. But you start to ask your staff members to start to get involved.
Yeah.
And that's what I've begun to do.
But you do admit, to do these many alliances and to drive the business through alliances, you better be good on the phone. You better be willing to get out. You do entertaining to really get to know people, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Essential. You can't just call them when you need them.
No. Yeah, that's too one-sided. This is The Growth Strategist with Eldon Amber. We'll be right back.
Business information you need. From the stock market to starting and managing your business. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in The Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ELDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Bleeding profits, rupturing customer service. These business diseases can not only cripple a company, but kill it. On Business Diseases, Cure Them or Die with Dr. Tom Rogers and Jim Velas. These symptoms of a sick business are exposed, diagnosed, and effective treatments and vaccinations are offered. Tune in to Business Diseases, Cure Them or Die, every Thursday at noon Pacific on Voice America Business to eliminate diseases contaminating your business and promote healthy, profitable growth.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, and I'm Aldana Ambler, and today we're talking about growing your business through strategic alliances. And before we get back to our guest, I just want to share with you my observation that the people that I've worked with that are the best at this, I find they have a sense of stewardship over their clients. They're the ones that really are into quality. And the bottom line is not about their ego. The bottom line is not about whether or not they're right. It's around the work that's to be done. It's around taking care of somebody. And I notice it's the hub firms. And Anne, don't you think Anne Klein's on the phone with us? And I think that's what the positioning of your business. It isn't just public relations. You guys have this stewardship role over your customers. This is going to be something that's going to transcend you as a person.
Well, we do. Even though we're a PR firm, there are so many times that I know that what I'm telling a client is really more management consulting, and we're getting into other realms way apart from just the total PR. So, you know, my feeling is when you work for a client and you have stewardship of that client, you've got to understand that client's business.
You take that responsibility.
You have to. That's right.
And we're very similar that way. I mean, you know, we're not just doing strategic planning. You know, we're not, which I know that sounds funny because that's huge. You know, and you have to look at management and marketing and finance and all of it. And the people become extremely important. There's a legacy of their business, not just your own. So I find those people are the best at strategic alliances because they get the reason that you need the depth of bench.
You do, and you need it with people though that you can trust. You know, there are a couple of things that I'd like to put out for everybody to think about is that when you bring all these folks together, and I do two or three times a year, get all my senior counselors together for a lunch, and then we discuss topics and we talk about different things. You have to know that they're honest enough that they're not going to steal each other's clients.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to play one another off against someone else. Those are very, very important aspects. And for me, I have to remember to say thanks, to be appreciative. I know that it's the attitude that you go into this with that really counts. And my attitude is, I know that I'm going to call the meetings, I'm going to arrange some of these things, I'm going to be the rainmaker on most of them, and that's okay. I'm going to give a little more, but you know what? What I get in return is so great because, again, I keep repeating, the bottom line is to serve our clients, and that client then has access. So, you know,
you're the hub, and so it takes a little more effort.
And that's a long-term relationship with the client because you're able to meet their needs in a way that they can afford it and they value what you say.
Now, have you ever had to undo a relationship, fire somebody essentially from an alliance?
No, not from the alliance.
So you've been able to work through problems because you've had problems. You've had to.
Yeah.
You've been in business
too
long and not had a problem.
We've had to let vendors go.
Yes.
For not being responsive. But the difference between the vendor and the alliance partner is the vendor, you're telling them exactly what to do. Had an excellent, excellent photographer that really I felt like was a partner, but could never get him. You know, was never sure he was going to show up. So flaky. Loved him. Everybody loved him, but you just couldn't count
on reliable.
Him.
If it's not reliable, you know, that's not the end of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I try to make it work. And if it's not, I mean, we had one just a few months ago that we really had to suck it up hard, a writer who just didn't have the skills. We thought she did, and that was unfortunate. We took the heat for that.
Yeah.
So we can't use that person on that particular assignment. But would we never use her again? Absolutely not. We would use her.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Different.
So now how are you going to train, you know, successors, you know, as this goes on so that your agency goes on and on and on? How are you going to train people to be on the phone and do the entertainment and get to know everybody like you have?
Well, you start taking them with you to start so that they can observe what you do and how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be selfish in your relationships. You need to introduce them. So I bring
And you have some personable people working with you. They're going to be able to pick this up.
That's right.
That's right.
And then what you start to do is after you take them with you, you take them to senior counselor meetings, you take them to professional association meetings, I'm going to begin taking two of my account managers to Pinnacle meetings, then you push them out the door and you say, okay, you're going to this professional association,
yeah, yeah,
and you're going to start going, and you've got this one, and you've got that one, and hopefully they'll choose organizations that they feel they can make a contribution. And I hope if they learn one thing from me, it's that this life is not one way. You know, you're going to get, but you've got to give. And you've got to give a lot.
Well, this is how your business has grown. I mean, they're definitely going to have to learn this. This is not like an optional skill in your case.
No, it isn't. It really isn't.
I mean, this has been the reputation of your company for 25 years.
Well, it didn't come by accident. We've worked very hard at it. We do, you know, I mean, we will return money if clients have paid us in advance. One time we got two checks from a client, and we returned it, and our client couldn't even believe it.
Yeah.
Well, my goodness.
Yeah, but I think all your strategic alliance partners are like that. We've done the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and if there's a guy that hired us that was, we felt like we didn't give him any more insight than he had. We were just affirming what he already knew.
Mm-hmm.
We went back and said, we're going to split this bill with you, you know, because, and they wanted to pay the whole thing. We said, no, we didn't give you any, it didn't take you to another level like we thought we were going to do. And they're like shocked, you know, because someone else would just bill for the hours.
I know.
Give a final level, you know, level of advice to give to somebody, some specific steps or, you know, advice about strategic alliances.
Well, the most important thing, I think, in building a strategic alliance is that you've got to be out there. You've got to be in the public eye, meeting people, networking, knowing people, and building this from day one and before you start your business so that you have to know that there are people that you can go to, and it does take a lot of work. It means a lot of time out of the office.
Well, it certainly helps you when there's a crisis, though, too, because you're not going to be this invisible nobody that someone wouldn't care about.
No, that's correct.
It helps you with recruitment, and it helps you attract customers, too. Come on, this is a very good thing for you to do.
You've got to be out there. And if you're not the person, if you as the business owner or the president of the organization are not the person who feels comfortable with this, then find a second in command who is.
Yeah, somebody needs to.
Somebody needs to be responsible for relationships.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's more than one person. I think it becomes almost a corporate culture. That's why I'm talking about the people behind you. A lot of your counselors and a lot of your vendors, a lot of the people that you work with, they're talking about you, and they sound the same way.
Well, they're also in organizations, and they're also going places, and they're also doing things.
Right.
So
that's why I say it's like a big family, because it's multiplying.
It certainly does, and that's when and your name comes up.
Right. So
and
it wouldn't be accidental that, you know, the guys behind you would be the same kind of people that would win the service kind of awards that you win.
No, it isn't accidental.
They probably will.
You work hard for it. That's right.
They probably will, and it'd be kind of surprising if they didn't. Well, Ann, I want to make sure that people have your contact information again, because I will make the endorsement yet again. I often do. If you want a public relations firm that gets it, and if you can hear from how she talks, it's a matter of stewardship. It's a matter of being an extension of the executive office. This is not just throwing together some press releases. These people understand the strategic issues of your marketing communications and what the role of public relations is to the future of your business. So if you have not, if you're not satisfied with your public relations firm, I want you to please consider Ann Klein and Associates. They are available at 856-988-6560, and the email is, say it again, Ann.
Ann@aklein.com. Ann@aklein.com.
And I am available. People understand that if you know my name, it's really easy to get me. The email address is Aldonna, A-L-D-O-N-N-A, @ambler.com. The website where you can go to the archives of previous shows is at www.thegrowthstrategist.com. And my telephone number is toll-free, 1-888-ALDONNA. And my wish for you every week is the same. I wish for the listeners accelerated growth with sustained profitability. And one way to do that is to develop some long-term relationships through some strategic alliances. Take the time to screen the real person. It is not just whether or not they're a good photographer, a good writer, a good strategic planner, a good accountant. Look them in the eye. Do you trust them? Could you imagine doing business with them for 20, 25, 30 years? When things get tough, would you be willing to sit across over some iced tea at a diner and work through the problems? Can you imagine them being with your clients when you're not in the room and you could trust what they're going to say? If you can't, they probably shouldn't be a strategic alliance partner with you. Move on. Find someone who deserves you. I wish for you accelerated growth with sustained profitability. This is the growth strategist, Aldona Ambler, signing out.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on and tuning into the Growth Strategist. Join us each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for another exciting episode of The Growth Strategist, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.